All right. This is the Alta Working Group. The blue sheets are being passed. The idea is that they remain on each side. Is that it? So they don't cross the aisle. Please make sure you pass it behind. And the last person, if you could please bring it forward. This is a note well statement. Anything said in email or drafts is part of ITF. So I presume you are familiar with this. And this is the agenda. We have a rather full agenda today. We've started an issue tracker experiment, and I will talk about that in a bit. We have the requirements and the Alta protocol plus V4 and V6 issues, how to use V4, V6 in Alta deployments. We have an alternative service for the Alta protocol. Information redistribution, third-party Alta server discovery, and ISP-friendly peer-to-peer live stream, deployment considerations and load reduction, and if we have time remaining at the end, server notification. So this is the agenda. Can we proceed?
Could someone just close the door?
Could someone just close the door? No.
Not going to happen.
Thank you. Okay. So the working group status, since we last met in Hiroshima, the requirement draft has been adopted as a working group document. We have published one RFC, RFC 5693, which was a problem statement. The bigger news is that probably one of the more important deliverables from this working group, the protocol draft, was adopted as a working group item. And we are starting an issue tracker experiment. Those of you that have been subscribed to Alto have been seeing issues show up in bursts. So we'll talk about that in a bit. The next thing is the traditional ITF passing of the baton. For those of you who have been following this for a long time, we had not this working group itself, but we had a workshop at MIT in the summer of 2008 where we had discussions about how to do peer-to-peer localization, and the result of that was the formation of two groups, LEDBAT in the transport area and Alto in the applications area. The two most important contributors from the AD point of view were John Peterson and Lisa. Shortly after Alto was formed, I think we asked John Peterson to leave the AD, so he stepped down. And now I think Lisa is also tired of us. Because she's also stepping down. But I would like, on behalf of the three of us here, to really give her a very big thank you for getting this work started and getting to the point that it is right now. Without both John and Lisa's input, it would have been very hard to get as far as we have. Lisa, you do not need tissues, but you do need to come here.
Well, you know, we have a tradition. We give outgoing advisor IDs wine. So given your French roots, we couldn't give you anything but Italian wine.
Yeah. And since we know that Lisa likes knitting more than anything else, we got her. So Enrico, John, and I took each word, and over the last 2 months, we knitted it with our hands. No, I'm kidding. The color is chosen by my 9-year-old daughter, Lisa, so if you do not like it, then apologies. But so thank you very much.
I'll take one, but I don't think I'm going to this one. I'm just really the
Okay. So the next thing is the issue tracker. This is an experiment that we started recently, and you can access the issue tracker page from the Aalto Wiki. There's a link that says issue tracker. So once you get here, essentially, what we're trying to do is to have a little bit of organized way to manage the issues that get raised per document that moves through the working group. These issues, once they are logged here, are trackable, and we can see in which document those issues were resolved. And plus, this is a public forum for other people to keep track of what's the progress per document in the working group. So we have about 8 issues open so far. And I think the whole process around who can submit issues, I guess we will figure out as we go forward. But for right now, it's mostly the document authors that have submitted the issues to be tracked as the work moves along. So we would please request you to keep track and know of what the issue tracker page is, and leverage it as you progress as you see progress in the working group document going forward. Enrico, John, anything else?
I mean, it's an experiment. We don't have a process. We would really like to get feedback from the group, from people using the tracker, reading the tracker, commenting on the tracker, inserting issues, and so on and so forth. We would really like to understand a good way to use the tool. The tool has been used proficiently by other working groups, and we would like to do, well, to see if it can help speed up the process. And yeah.
Okay. So the first talk is the requirements.